I know all of you who are gardeners are pining for the warmer weather so you can get out and play in the dirt. Guess what? You can smell the roses and view great art at a popular event this weekend. Hello, this is Daisy Hutzel Rodman of Omaha Magazine and Content Studios Omaha with your top 5 best of Omaha events from January 22nd through February 25th on KVNO's Arts Today. Starting our top 5 is a great way to think spring and, perhaps, celebrate Valentine's Day a little early. The 40th Annual Cathedral Flower Festival includes a ticketed candlelight preview on Friday night. This event includes a preview and dessert that begins in the cathedral, and the dessert reception includes talking to florists in the cultural center. While the Flower Festival runs all weekend, this special event is going to be one night only. The ticketed candlelight preview is Friday, January 24th at St. Cecilia Cathedral. You know, one of my favorite events happens in Omaha the first weekend in February. While Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania might be the place to be on Sunday, February 2nd, The Admiral is the place to be on Saturday, February 1st. Let's get out our poodle skirts and leather jackets. We are headed to a sock hop. It's your chance to dress in something ironic, iconic, alternative, satirical, or more. Groundhog Prom happens February 1st at the Admiral. I've said it before. Omaha has it all, doesn't it? You can dress up in outrageous costumes and dance one night and listen to Stravinsky the next weekend. So, how about we don our opera glasses and embark on a journey through the perils of excess with Tom Rakewell, a young man enticed by the promise of wealth and pleasure. Does true love conquer all? We will find out with Opera Omaha's The Rake's Progress, February 7th and 9th. Hey, you know that I am a Broadway fanatic, and I am so excited for this one. Kimberly Akimbo is about to turn 16 and recently moved with her family to a new town. Like many teenagers, she is forced to navigate family dysfunction and her first crush, but she must also navigate a rare genetic disorder and possible felony charges. Felony charges? What for? Well, you can find out by seeing Kimberly Akimbo at Orpheum Theater, February 11th through 16th. February is one of those months that just makes me ready for spring. For green. Perhaps for some luck of the Irish. How about you come with me to see an amazing Irish band? Blame Not the Bard is a frequent participant at festivals such as the Kansas City Irish Fest. And this energetic band will warm your blood through their hand-clapping, toe-tapping, original and traditional music. Blame Not the Bard will be at Dubliner Pub February 21st. By the time you get through dancing to Irish tunes, February will be almost over. We're going to tackle these winter blues with a variety of music and art. I'm Daisy Hutzel Rodman for Omaha Magazine and Content Studios Omaha, and that was your top 5 best of Omaha events on KVNO's Arts Today.